Support for this public radio podcast comes from KeyBank Capital Markets, specializing in corporate and investment banking solutions for established and growing mid-sized companies. Visit key.com/KBCM.
The government frets over the possibility of computer hardware sabotage. This is Future Tense from American Public Media. I'm John Gordon. Foreign governments and manufacturers working together could sabotage American computers and computer networks by selling hardware implanted with maliciously programmed chips. That's according to a story in the April issue of Popular Mechanics. The magazine says hardware vulnerabilities, where malicious instructions would be etched permanently into silicon chips, could become an emerging threat. What's more, infected hardware could be harder to detect and fix than software security problems like viruses, worms, and Trojan horses. Senior technology editor Glenn Doreen writes that as more computer manufacturing moves to countries such as China, the American government worries about the possibility of hardware attacks.
You could have a rather high-level attack, which can get very confusing and scary. Let's just say that under certain conditions, there is some defense institutions are put on high alert, and then let's just say one computer fails in a completely unexpected way, but it's a model of computer that there are tons of, and suddenly that's compromised, but you, in a you know, sort of drastic situation where you're not sure what's going on, you don't even know whether all the other computers are compromised as well, and you actually have to take them all offline or be concerned that they could shut off at an even more pivotal moment. So it can add to confusion at the very least, and at the very worst, could actually be a compromise of a lot of computers all at once. And it's not very easily fixable, which is the tough part, because if it was software, you can issue a patch or an update or something like that. When it's hardware, you have to remove the component.
So is the government most worried about China here?
China is the most obvious concern, I would say, and certainly in our own government's assessment.
So it's possible, say, that the Chinese government could direct manufacturers to design bad instructions in chips, or the U.S. could possibly try to influence its manufacturers in the same way if it wanted to spy on some other country. But how plausible is all of this?
That's a good question. It's definitely possible. As with most sort of conspiracy theories, the higher level the conspiracy is, the less likely it really is that it's actually happening, simply because the more people you have involved, the larger of a secret it is, and the more difficult it is to keep it from, let's just say, getting out of your own hands, especially with something like this. If there was a high-level conspiracy to build sort of suspicious functionality into a chip, the hacking community is so good at ferreting out secrets like this that they would be on it pretty quick. I would say that it's probably not happening at that level. It's just that the possibility that it could is worrisome enough to people whose job it is to be concerned about national security, and especially digital national security.
It all sounds a little too Hollywood movie to me, and it seems like there are much easier ways to take advantage of security vulnerabilities in software and to engage in network attacks, that it just seems unlikely that governments and manufacturers would work together to try to sabotage hardware.
That's true. In fact, we spoke with one of the most noted security experts, Bruce Schneier, who sort of sees this as a distraction in many ways. He says that there are so many known and more obvious loopholes in software. In fact, he's not denying that it's possible. He just thinks that when it really comes down to it, there are so many other ways to compromise computer security that why go through the time, expense, and effort, as you say, to attempt such a sophisticated plan when you don't need to be that sophisticated.
Glenn Doreen, Senior Technology Editor at Popular Mechanics. This is Future Tense. I'm John Gordon.